AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a verdict in the trial of a Cleveland police officer charged in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people after a high-speed car chase. The verdict will be read in court an hour from now. Officer Michael Brillo is charged with manslaughter after 13 officers fired 137 shots at a man and a woman inside the car. Brillo was the only officer criminally charged because prosecutors say he fired at the occupants when they were no longer a threat. On this Memorial Day weekend, the president is asking us to remember the fallen. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
President Obama says he hopes Americans take some time this Memorial Day weekend to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
We have to honor their memory. We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice.
Republicans also sounded a Memorial Day theme. Texas Representative Mac Thornberry criticized President Obama for threatening to veto a defense authorization bill.
The world is too dangerous, and the men and women who serve are too precious for that.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
What do you think of the NSA's bulk collection of domestic telephone records? The Senate was up late last night working on this, and now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has scheduled a last-minute session for next Sunday to deal with it.
Do we really want this law to expire? We've got a week to discuss it. We'll have one day to do it.
McConnell is warning against allowing the controversial NSA program and other key surveillance activities under the Patriot Act to expire at midnight, May 31st. The price of gas is down 92 cents a gallon from last Memorial Day weekend. It's $2.74 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. This is AP Radio News. About 2,000 Americans are being laid off. Our Mike Rossia reports on who they are and why their jobs are disappearing. They're in Appalachia coal company areas.
Tough times for the coal mining industry got a bit tougher Friday with announcements of more layoffs by Murray Energy and Alpha Natural Resources. Murray Energy says it plans to lay off more than 1,800 miners, including 1,417 at five mines in West Virginia. Another 249 jobs will be lost at two Ohio mines, and 162 employees at two Illinois mines are losing their jobs. Meantime, Alpha Natural Resources says Rock Spring Development's Camp Creek Underground Mine and Processing Plant in Wayne County, West Virginia, will be idled. I'm Mike Rossia.
If the job market improves, Fed Chair Janet Yellen says she expects to begin raising interest rates later this year. That's also if the Fed is confident inflation will climb closer toward its target rate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.